Hi. It's going to be very hard to do a talk after this person. Thank you. It's going to be in English because I don't speak Italian. I can do it in French if you want to, but I'm not sure it's going to work. It's going to be technical, and I feel a bit sorry about that because, yeah, technical stuff at this time of the night, yeah, sometimes, not really. And so it's about basically how to have a deniable system on a server, for example, so that when the server's off, there is no way to prove that there is another system than the one that shows up. So we will need to have knowledge about initramfs, script setup, dropbear, and LVM to set up such a thing. And it's not that hard, but it needs some understanding. It helped me understand how all these stack work together, so it's a good in-depth experiment. Is that me? No, it's not me. Okay, so what we want to achieve is, as I said already, being able to deny the existence of a hidden system that's working when the server's on. Obviously, it has to be a working system. In the notes I will use here have been used to make this setup about 10 years ago, so it's old notes. It may need updates, and there will be probably errors or things that were wrongly written in the notes. And I don't have any other docs that what I will show you here. So, I do have other docs, but it's all in French, and I didn't test them recently. What happens is that when we turn on the server, there is a basic encrypted Debian that starts up. And instead of unlocking the disk remotely, we connect using SSH to the server, and we send another initramfs that has been built from the hidden system and that we downloaded into our computer. So we send this initramfs, which is the part of the operating system that will start all other things. It's whatever. And then we load it using kexec, which is made for that. And then we can disconnect from this initramfs and reconnect, so that now we are connected to the new initramfs that we loaded. And we can unlock the hidden disks, and then we have a system that starts and works fully, like just like a system. So how do we do it? We basically install Debian, like a usual setup with encrypted system. The slash boot should not be encrypted, otherwise the initramfs won't start, and the dropbear will not be able to start either. So and then we have to use the full space of the disk for the Lux partition, but we reduce the physical volume of the LVM so that we make sure that the visible system will never touch the part that is the part of the disk that is not in the PV. So we have a Lux box. Inside we have a physical volume for LVM, but this volume doesn't take the full space of the Lux partition. So then we set up Dropbear InitramFS to be able to connect to SSH at the InitramFS stage of the boot. And then we can also set up some tools that will be acceptable for the police, for example, so like a Tor bridge or stuff like that, so that we can explain why this server has traffic usually, and being a Tor bridge is a good way to show Tor traffic. The server I have for this with this setup use only Tor connections, so that's an easy way to justify why we have Tor traffic on the network if the server is sized by the police or something like that. So when the visible system is set up, how much time do I have? 4 minutes? 5 minutes, something? Okay. So when the visible system is set up, we have to set up the hidden system. That's a little bit harder. We have to first run into single user and remount the root FS of the visible system read-only so that we don't leave any trace of the system we are creating. We make sure we don't leave any trace of it on the visible system. So that we could, the idea is of course to be able to give a passphrase to the police that is meh, you know. So then this is the kind of tricky part is that we have to create a block device manually that will use only the free space of the previously created Lux container in which we made sure the physical volume didn't take the whole place, so that now we have some space for the new volume we create. Once we have this volume, in it we can create a Lux volume inside which we create LVM physical volumes and volume group and logical volume. And then we mount this the new root FS we created and install Debian in it using dbootstrap that will basically fetch files from the internet and write a system. And then we have to make sure the system works so that we have to adjust the crypt tab to make sure when the hidden system boots, it will be able to find its own partition, otherwise, won't start. And the FS tab also, and we have to install some tools like Dropbear to make sure we have a Dropbear in the hidden InitramFS. And after we've done that, what we have to do is download the InitramFS, otherwise this hidden system is gone. And voila, I think that's it. That's it. Voila. If you have question, we can talk about it.